The reason is that we have a relatively small community, relatively small population, and so eventually if you release enough details about a person, it becomes possible to figure out who and where they are. And we're very, very conscious of being careful with the private medical information of the people who speak to the Department of Public Health, partly because that's their private medical information and they have a right to that, partly because when we do these contact tracings, we ask for quite a bit of detail about people. And the only way they will give us that detail is if they know that we will guard it privately. We really rely on people being able and willing to speak to us in order to effectively trace them and everyone who's been in contact with them. And if we start releasing that information publicly, we will not be able to as effectively do those contact tracings going forward.